Okay, guys, it's summer fun drive time at the Scott Horton Show. Bills are piling up and equipment is wearing out. So here's the deal. Anyone who donates $50 or more gets a chance to win a week's vacation for two to Costa Rica. Drawing is July 15th. Winner, go whenever you want. See more details at scotthorton.org/raffle. Anyone who donates $100 or more gets entered into the raffle, plus a 1-ounce silver QR code commodity disc from commoditydiscs.com. And the first 25 people to donate $100 or more will also get a copy of Your Money or Your Life, Why We Must Abolish the Income Tax by Sheldon Richman, or the audiobook of Lou Rockwell's Fascism versus Capitalism, narrated by me, for free. Stop by scotthorton.org/donate or scotthorton.org/raffle for details. You can also sign up for monthly donations by way of PayPal, per interview at Patreon, support with Bitcoin, and shop through scotthorton.org/Amazon. And thanks. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the show. On the line, I've got Joshua Hughes from Verde Energia Pacifica. The website is verdeenergia.org, but they share an E at the end of Verde and the beginning of Energia. There, you get it? Green energy. His farm, his permaculture farm down in Costa Rica. Welcome back to the show. How you doing, Joshua?
I'm doing great today, Scott. I think the internet seems to be functioning. So
right on. Yeah, glad to have you here. Okay, first of all, tell us about your awesome project that you have down there. What is this thing?
Well, I moved down here about 8-9 years ago with a group of friends that wanted to do something different, kind of get off the grid, see what we could do potentially on our own here. A lot of the people I was hanging out with in Oregon, and especially in the radical political movements, we were trying to figure out how to come up with answers, not just a bunch of no's. I was in the streets protesting, but I wasn't doing much to like come up with the yeses. So we started this collective, this farm down here, and it was a chance to experiment and see what we could create without input from the processes that we didn't really like. I don't like slavery. I don't like, you know, trade imbalances. I don't like all these things that the big hegemonic corporations are doing. So this place was a chance to experiment and come up with our own answers.
So, all right. So what is it exactly? It's a farm.
Well,
how big?
Our farm is now 62 acres, and that's a mix between some like local, I mean, our food production in like a traditional garden, like you've probably seen near you there and all around. But then we're working here on food forest design, and we're also doing a lot of sustainable things like lumber creation or other types of longer term crops, things that come from the forest, not just from a traditional farming standpoint. So, we've been working on that down here, and now we have maybe 50 acres of what we call zone 5. It's where we keep the stuff that we're going to use long term. So I have trees that are growing now that my daughter will be cutting in 20 years to go to, so she can go to university or she can go to Europe on a trip or whatever. So we're really thinking about wealth creation differently.
Very cool, man. All right. Yeah. And so then how'd you come up with the idea to offer a week's vacation down there?
Well, a lot of people have been, I didn't really realize this when I got here, but a lot of people are interested in this stuff. So I've had thousands of people a month contacting me or visiting our website over the years. And we realized quickly that we had a place that could help people kind of see this for themselves. So this is, we've opened ourselves up. We opened a couple of buildings up here for dormitories and for sharing with people that come from around the world to learn. So I love the idea of getting more people here and from different walks of life, more people from different walks of life. So I wanted to do something, whatever I could, to help support your show. I really enjoy what you do. And this is a way I thought I could help, is offering one of your listeners a chance to come here and enjoy this place and learn and see what we're doing.
Very cool, man. Well, much appreciated. The way, I hope I remembered to mention that at least a couple of times, how much I appreciate this. And it sounds like a really cool deal. And I guess, as we said on the show, and it says at scotthorton.org/raffle, of course, airfare is on the winner to get down there, but you'll pick them up from the hotel and basically take care of them for a week between here and there, right?
Yeah, and we'll teach them about what we're doing here. So they'll get kind of a crash course in what permaculture is and what it means to have collective ownership and the things that we're kind of fighting for here. So I'm excited to share all of that. And normally the people come here for a week, end up coming back the next year for 6 months and doing their own thing here or their own study or whatever. So
and you said you have a hammock?
We have lots of hammocks, yeah.
Lots of hammocks.
We try to only work in the mornings before it gets hot here. I'm big time on the siesta model. I'm learning that down here. So we enjoy our mornings out in the fields and doing fun stuff and or building or making products. We spend our afternoons reading and listening to things like your program or music or enjoying the hammock, like you say. It's got all things here for us now. It's not just a farm. It's a way of living we're really trying to create here.
Cool, man. And so there's swimming and all kinds of fun stuff to do, yeah?
Yeah, well, we've got it's kind of the winter. It's not the winter time right now, but it's kind of the wet season at this moment. So the rivers are a little crazy, but we've got a nice spring-fed swimming pool, no chemicals, right here outside our yoga studio. And this place is just, we really set it up so we could have a nice, you know, we could have our luxury time and we could learn about what we're doing here for the bigger picture. So like people that want to can come enjoy and relax during the afternoons and listen. I don't know if you can hear it, but there's birds and cicadas all around me here right now. It's quite beautiful. Nice sunny day, but it'll be raining really hard later on and we'll sit in here and we'll discuss the world and politics and how we're going to affect change and someone could go fishing in my ponds and eat a bunch of tilapia while they're here if they want to. So it's just whatever people want to do, but it's really a chance to see what we've done and to understand some of the principles and see how it applies in the big world. I think small is beautiful, and what we've done here is a little example of what can be done anywhere.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. All right, well, thanks again very much for this, Joshua. It's been very helpful for the fundraiser, and it obviously promises to be a lot of fun for whoever wins it. And here on the show, the drawing is tomorrow, and I don't know how many entries we've got, but quite a few. And thank you very much. Oh, and you also said, too, if I can quote you right, that anybody who entered gets half off any future stays down there. And, in fact, I just got an email from you this morning before I drank coffee. I almost completely forgot about it. Where is it? I got a thing from you where you talk about next time, too. You want to mention that real quick?
Oh, well, we're going to have a permaculture design course in January, and it's really like a radical redesign of like how communities can work. And it's a crash course with some really beautiful teachers that are coming here for about a month. And I'm going to offer a few scholarships to that out to listeners of your show and a few of the other media outlets I really love. And we're going to start that soon. So I'll keep you posted.
Cool.
But this week long vacation will be a good taste, but I would love for more people that are coming from our side of the political spectrum here, people listen to your show to realize how empowered they can be and take activism and really get it into their local community and local soil. So we're going to be doing that in January, and I'll be happy to share in any way I can to help keep your show funded and do whatever we can.
Yeah, right on, man. Isn't it ironic how living the dream means being an American expat? So many people think about, you know, where to flee? Where should I go? Where can I live and be free? I'm so terrified of the state here. Well, here's a guy who's actually doing it and showing you how too. So check out.
Yeah, well,
Rade
I was
Energia.
Frustrated when I was living up there. I found a lot of frustration, and the news mostly demoralized me. I had to get something started, and Costa Rica is one of the few places in the world that doesn't have a military. So that's why I really chose this place. They focus their national wealth on things like education and healthcare and things like that. So, yeah, but this can be done anywhere, and that's one exciting part of this now. As I've learned how to calm myself down enough to see the light here and see how to help guide people through this, even if they live in Texas or Oregon or Florida or New York. So.
Cool, man. All right. Well, thanks again very much, Joshua. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so that's Joshua Hughes, and the website is verdeenergia.org. Share the E in the middle there. Find the link at scotthorton.org/raffle. Again, the drawing is tomorrow, Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. Here live on the show. Buy your ticket before it's too late. You hate government? One of them libertarian types? Or maybe you just can't stand the president, gun grabbers, or warmongers? Me too. That's why I invented LibertyStickers.com. Well, Rick owns it now, and I didn't make up all of them, but still, if you're driving around and want to tell everyone else how wrong their politics are, there's only one place to go. LibertyStickers.com has got your bumper covered. Left, right, libertarian, empire, police state, founders quote, central banking. Yes, bumper stickers about central banking. Lots of them. And, well, everything that matters. LibertyStickers.com. Everyone else's stickers suck. Hey, Al, Scott Horton here to tell you about this great new book by Michael Swanson, The War State. In The War State, Swanson examines how Presidents Truman, Eisenhower, and Kennedy both expanded and fought to limit the rise of the new national security state after World War II. If this nation is ever to live up to its creed of liberty and prosperity for everyone, we are going to have to abolish the empire. Know your enemy. Get The War State by Michael Swanson. It's available at your local bookstore or at Amazon.com in Kindle or in paperback. Just click the book in the right margin at ScottHorton.org or TheWarState.com.